Champion again, but it was a disappointment that you didn't manage to get a
final. A lot of a disappointment. Yeah, it could have been done with having a bout, but to be honest, we've still trained. Like, I heard that I may not have an opponent, but you still train just in case it's gameplay manipulation, all that kind of stuff, because like, you could end up being caught out. So I progressed from the semi-final to the final in myself, so I'm happy with the developments in my boxing, but it would have been nice to have action there and then work for my awards rather than just be given up.
Yeah. Would you view this? Is this the start of a building process towards, you know, Commonwealth Games or a level in 2018?
Definitely. Having had the guys secure medals for us, two golds and two bronzes, as a result of that, more funding's been thrown to Boxing Scotland. So this year there's going to be the appointment of a specific female coach. From that, we've been timetabled that we're going to such international events. Hopefully Spain, the GBs, and there's other things like Poland and Switzerland as well. So for me, that will be my first international. Some of the other lassies have been lucky enough to have that already, but that's more so from a weight or a category perspective. Hopefully it's now going to include all of us as a complete team rather than just individuals here and there. So my aim is 2018 Commonwealth Games in Australia. Yeah.
Obviously, you're weight division. Of course, you seem to be ahead anyway.
You don't even turn up. No, I'm doing not too bad, but that's through, honestly, the help of Spring Hill, specifically Frank. He devotes such time to me, in addition to the normal Monday, Wednesday and Friday specific trainings. Because he's retired, he takes me Tuesday and Thursday mornings, and then every now and again I'll get additional stuff from Chris too. Not so much recently, it's more Frank's baby, but in that as well, as I said to you last year, I've completely moved my life down. I'm now away to take up a house in Shots in 2 weeks' time and just live in Shots in order to train more so on a full-time basis around the corner from the gym. So to be honest, it's like a mixture of things. My mum's here, she's contributed to my form, my dad's really supportive. I've got friends like Michael here, goes to the gym with me regularly, and even just the likes of you guys, the press, like all that heightens you and creates more awareness, so then more money comes and then we get supported greater. So it's not just me, like, okay, yeah, the commitment and the discipline and all that good stuff, but it's as a result of other people and what time they put into me also.
Yeah, so you think just in general terms, women's boxing in Scotland is all at last starting to go?
Although slowly, it is progressing, so it's a positive. Like, rather than dwell on the negative that we're so behind other countries, the fact that we're moving in that forward direction is brilliant. It's just a matter of time, really.